CBS Eye on the World. The American economy, the third quarter, we're told by the officials, grew at a rate of 4.9% gross domestic product. That is sensational. We're also told, don't count on it happening again. The American economy. Jim McTague is a longtime Washington editor for the Barron's magazine. He's now a novelist. He lives in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. This is where the Amish abide. They have great food. Everybody's happy all the time. We start with Mr. McTague's opinion of this 4.9% for the third quarter. Jim, consumers, we like to spend money. The retail number consistently higher than the estimates by the smart people on Wall Street. Is that holding the economy up? Is that the 4.9 we see in the third quarter? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. It certainly is, because consumer spending drives the economy. That's an old saw. It's accurate. And the baby boomers, who are flush with cash, are spending like crazy, you know, because they can't take it with them. And I don't think they want to leave too much to junior. So, you know, the boomers are living it up in terms of travel and dining out and you know, people like me who moved into over 55 communities, which is kind of a misnomer. It's more like over 75 communities. It's talk about cockeyed optimism. All somebody right. In their 70s.
Is consumption driving the economy? Is that a bad thing? Do we say that we're extravagant? Do we say that we should be saving our money? Or is it a good thing that we spend money?
It's a good thing because it's keeping people working. But I mentioned that it's primarily the boomers. And the Wall Street Journal today would say that it's actually rich people, the upper 3 or 4%. Because what I see in Lancaster County, where we have a very strong blue-collar economy. I mean, it's just like in the 1950s. The blue collar guys, and I see this at Costco and in the supermarket, have cut back on their spending. I mean, you can look in their shopping carts. They're picking and choosing very carefully. They're using coupons. There's no more impulse buying. So when you have, you know, we're like the ocean. When the smaller fish begin to suffer, it's only a matter of time before the bigger fish have less food and they begin to suffer as well. So that's an obvious way of saying I see cracks in the consumer economy, and I think we're going to have an economic slowdown in the months ahead.
That would mean consumption would slow down as well. Let's go to Costco with you, since you mentioned you're watching Shoppers. Jim's assigned to the most romantic Costco in the United States of America. It has a hay barn for the Amish and their horses. All right. The Amish shop in big bites, perhaps because they have stores on the farm, perhaps because they're frugal. What do you see in the carts? Are they filled with what, Jim, at Costco?
Necessities. And they're not filled. There are fewer necessities in the cart than I've ever noted before. And I distrust my own judgment. I mean, I have my biases. So I talked to the employees at Costco, and their views reflect what I see. Volume has moderated. It hasn't died, but it has moderated. And shoppers are very careful. They're tighter with their money than they were before. So, you know, you actually see the cashier line may have 12 or 13 people in it, but you blow through because people don't have that many items.
All right. The Costco is cautious shopping. It's been that way for weeks. That doesn't explain that surprise retail number all the time. You see restaurants, you see hotels, you see the kind of spending on personal items. Do you see any change in the pattern? The people go to dinner early. Are there more of them? Are the plates clattering in the restaurants?
Yeah, the restaurants are doing wonderfully. Yeah, I still think that the COVID shutdown, when we came out of that, that was the equivalent of the end of World War II. You know, after the end of World War II, we had all the GIs come home. They had built up savings and they went on a spending spree. That happened with COVID. People were shut in. They weren't buying a lot. You couldn't buy a lot because there was no inventory. You know, I furnished my house with secondhand goods because you couldn't get new stuff. So you have all this pent-up cash and people are still partying. This is still the post-COVID party, but it's going to end quickly because the Fed rate increases are going to begin to hurt, number one. And number two, because we're at war, so we have Washington, the politicians, stimulating the economy to buy votes ahead of an election, but we have an increase in wartime spending. Anybody who lived through the Lyndon Johnson years knows that that's the perfect concoction for runaway inflation.
You mentioned the Fed. A little bird drops down in the studio, so we have to talk about the Fed. I believe that Mr. Powell, the chairman, has said going to remain on pause. We have two meetings left on the year. The question that Wall Street loves to ask every other week is, are they going to hike again? Are they going to pause? Do we get a hike in the future? Is this number so bad that the Fed's going to hike? And Jim, hiking in an election year is forbidden, I believe, at the Federal Reserve. It's not exactly a rule. It's more like a guideline. Do you see another hike by the end of the year?
It's possible if we have another strong inflation report. The Fed's pause indicates to me that they're flying blind, that the instruments that they depended on aren't working. So they're going to wait to see. They say, you know, we've raised interest rates. We should see an effect. It's kind of like I've used this analogy, three stooges. Mo hits Larry on the head with a 2x4. Larry keeps walking and he collapses like 15, 20 steps later. The Fed is hoping that the economy, like Larry or Curly, collapses. So it's wait and see. I also believe they're very political. If they raise rates and we have a recession before the election, it makes Joe Biden even more unpopular than he is now. And I don't think the Fed wants to elect Donald Trump. I hate to be political about this, but that's just the way I see it.
Well, the Fed reads the headlines. I understand that. Right now, the market is going sideways, has been since the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. The Mag 7 have been selling back towards sort of normalcy, although the multiples are still very high. The other 493 stocks of the S&P 500 have not performed well. I'm told that small caps have returned to 2019. It's like a time machine. All of this is great caution. Gold at $2,000. What are they expecting, an invasion?
Two things. First, the whole artificial intelligence craze has people confused because they're not quite sure what it is,
right,
or how well it will work, and they're not sure who the winners and losers will be. So you see a lot of betting on who the winners and losers
all right,
will be.
30 seconds, Jim. Where's the recession? First quarter, second quarter, 24, somewhere in there?
Second quarter. Probably maybe the third quarter after the election. Let's say after the election, we have a serious recession, not before the election.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor in Lancaster County, which he adores, of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.